In this episode of Bear Podcast,
10 penis facts to remember,
a harassed gay teacher wins settlement,
Starfleet training starts in May 2016,
and a woman attacks boyfriend for refusing sex.
All these coming up. Stay tuned. Bear Podcast 574. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
Welcome to episode 574. It's a Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. And it's a few days after Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Not the movie. The actual Independence Day thing, you know.
Yeah, it was last Saturday. So did you get Friday off? I guess you did.
Yes, I had Friday off. I painted on Friday.
You painted, so it's not, you worked.
I worked at the house, yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of working at work, I worked at the house. So.
You painted the green wall? The one with the writings before? You remember you were testing paint there before?
Oh, no, not the one with the writings, no. That's the outside wall. I painted inside wall. There's a couple that needed a second coat, and they'd been sitting there for a year and hadn't got the second coat, so I put the second coat on.
Wow.
There's one wall that was, there's a couple walls that are still country blue, so one got painted yellow, and then it got
what
dried.
What is country blue, as opposed to navy blue, or...
If you've grown up in the 80s, you knew what country blue looks like because everybody's mama had some in their damn house. Okay. It's almost like a sky blue. But my whole house is all one color blue inside and out pretty much. So we've changed that. And then I put some green on the wall around going into the back bathroom. So trying to get the blue out of there. So okay. I got the trim done. I just got to finish rolling the big part. So.
And how about 4th of July itself? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I hung out with you.
Yeah, we hung out. We had the small get-together, in a way, last Saturday.
That's right.
But before that, actually, I bought a new car. I had to. I flashed a video about 2 weeks ago or last weekend, a picture of my car that was wrecked.
Well, he got rear-ended.
I got rear-ended, yeah. So now, I got myself a Prius, so now it's something that, you know, I showed you, okay, on the way to the car dealership, I got, so my car is only 4 days old, and I got hit by a rock, you know, on the windshield, so I have a rock, a chip in the windshield, and it really pissed me off, because...
Well, now you can call your car Chip instead of Prius.
Oh, can you call it Chip? Hey, Chip. No, I don't want to call it
Chip. Kind of like Beauty and the Beast, you know, Chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, I'm driving an eco-friendly car now, so I don't, I've always wanted one, but I didn't want it. I didn't really plan to get a new car this year, but I was kind of forced to get one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Either that, or you'd have to put like a skateboard under the back end of your other car.
Yeah, we can borrow Mike's car. By the way, Mike is behind the camera right now.
Hi, Mikey.
He's waving, but he's on the camera. Yeah, Mike's here in town. Yay! So yeah, we're getting ready for our big trip. So we'll talk about the event later at the events part of the show. Okay, so what happened during 4th of July after our gathering that Saturday?
I went downtown. I was on top of an old building watching fireworks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw some videos that you sent. So that's pretty cool. You had a good view.
I had a very good view, yeah.
Did we have a good view, Mike? We had a good enough view. Okay. We were downtown. We're actually in Allen Parkway. And we were viewing two sides. We're seeing one area and one area. But you guys were looking downward somewhat. Well, or at level.
We're looking straight across.
At level.
I mean, we can see straight across downtown. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because we're down on Eleanor Tinsley Park. It's kind of, I guess, north of downtown. Mm-hmm. So you had all the tall buildings over here. So you'd get the reflection of the fireworks in the buildings. And it's pretty awesome. That's so cool. And then over here on 45, it was all dead stop because people were stopping on the highway to watch the fireworks, mm-hmm. and blocking traffic.
Oh, that's, yeah, oh my God. We were on our way out, and people were just, on the highway, people were parking on the sides, and it's causing a lot of traffic. just to watch the fireworks. Yeah. Why would they just go? I don't know. Is it? It's like that every year. I just realized. Especially in Highway 45. And
yeah, because they're in elevated and you can see everything. Because from where we're from, we could see the fireworks that went off at the Galleria, and then the ones downtown started. So
we were finding a place after going to Guavalamp. Mike and I and Josh and Steven and I, we went to Guavalamp. We killed time there, and then we walked to towards Island Parkway so we could watch the fireworks. And on the way there, there were these bats. They're small bats.
Well, good. That means they're eating bugs.
Is that what? Oh, I guess that's what they're doing. But then it stunk.
How do you know it was the bats that smelled, not the sewage running into Allen?
Is it them? Is it the sewer?
It was bat shit.
It was
guano. So it was ammonia.
That's where did bat shit. Did bat shit smelly?
Did they shit on you?
No, they didn't. No.
Did you get the guano on you?
No, but it's gross. But some of them would go to the ground. I took a video of one of the bats, it was really, really small, and it was crawling on the ground, and then it flew. You're somebody lucky, stepped on one.
You're lucky you didn't jump up and say, "I'm the Batman."
I'm the Batman. Batman. Yeah. No, it was smelly and everything, and it was kind of scary. I took a video. Like,
were y'all under an overpass or something?
We're on overpass.
It's the bridge by Guavalamp when you're going across. Parkway there.
Yeah.
Steven said they call it the Bat Bridge.
Oh, it really is the Bat Bridge.
Okay. Yes. There's a lot of bridges because there's one next to me on Beltway 8 and Memorial. The Memorial Bridge, it goes over Beltway 8, it's the same way.
Did it stink?
I don't know. Well, it's not like I can stop on Beltway 8 and smell it, so, you know.
I don't know. Maybe put down your windows and everything. So yeah, it was a busy 4th of July.
Yeah, I got and saw Magic Mike. Have you seen Magic Mike?
Oh my God! Was there a lot of of course, a lot of skin. Were you there for who?
I was there Mangalo, just to support the movie industry and do my patriotic duty.
Oh, okay. You're there for Channing Tatum
and Matt Bomer, whatever the hell he says last name.
So how did you like it? You enjoyed it?
It was funny. It was cute.
Were you moist after?
Well, I was in a theater full of black women, and it got quite hilarious in there.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
There was some funny-ass peanut gallery comments from behind us that we just we were laughing at that while we were laughing at the movie, so.
It's always fun. I haven't planned to watch it yet. Maybe I'll watch it on when it comes out of DVD or something.
Oh, my God, man. The Magic Mike XXX will be out then.
Yeah, probably. Ray, I watched Magic Mike, the first one, with you before, so I remember that one. And I was just...
You don't have to watch the first one to watch this. There's no story or plot line or anything.
This one...
Okay. There's nothing to confuse you or keep track of.
There's one, it's about them going to Las Vegas this time, right? Is that what it is?
No, they went to Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach? I thought it was Las Vegas.
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so...
Myrtle Beach is where all the crazy shit happens.
Oh, okay. So how do... Okay. So how it was a long movie?
Almost like
was it better than the first one?
I don't know. They're both pretty good, you know.
for a certain reason.
There are some interesting people that was in the second movie that wasn't in the first one. Twitch, who's a famous hip hop dancer.
Okay.
Was in this movie. What's the guy that hosts with Kelly Ripa? Michael.
Regis Philbin? No.
No, not Regis Philbin. But the black guy that took his place with the gap in his teeth.
Oh,
that used to be a football player. Who is he, Mike?
Michael Irvin?
No,
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. He was a stripper in the movie.
Oh. Okay.
Which surprised the hell out of me because I was like, you know, he's all like Mr. Clean Cut and everything. And all of a sudden he's now, like, okay. All right.
So Magic Mike. See, the title itself, Magic Mike XXL. When I hear double XL, it's got to be, you know.
Well, Joe Montegas.
Big guy.
Well.
But no.
Joe Montegas' character found
his inner bear.
His glass slipper.
His glass slipper?
Yeah.
What happened? What did he do?
Well, it fit just right.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's the one that had the 10-incher, 20-incher. Oh. And remember the original one, it glances by and you see him pumping it and it's like huge.
Oh, that's right. I remember it was talked about in the radio this morning.
And that was his whole thing going to the movie that, you know, most girls are going to give him a blowjob. He ain't had sex in months. And when he did, he had to hold back. He couldn't go all the way in and stuff. And during the movie, he found his Cinderella glass slipper that fit just right.
So that makes it worth it to watch. Yeah, okay. So that's what a double XL is. Anyway, okay. So I'm glad you got to watch Magic Mike. Double XL. Okay. Let's go to our topics, Ray.
All right, Maynard. There are 10 hard facts you should know about your thing.
About your thing. You say thing, it's your penis.
Your penis.
Okay.
How well do you know your penis, Maynard?
I know it quite well. Very well. It's party size. I always say it's party size. What? Mike, why are you rolling your eyes? Okay, so how well do you know your tool? While every pecker is different, there are some very important things you should know about schlongs. Most guys know that shaving your bush will make your penis look like Chris Hemsworth's hammer. Chris Hemsworth is the one who played
Thor.
Thor, okay. But there are some penis facts you won't find in a gay scene. Gay sex scene. The next time you're picking up a guy at the club or on Grindr, because you're lazy. Because you're lazy. Shoot some of these flesh flute facts this way. Okay. So these are 10 penis facts.
Remember. Right. Number one.
Your penis is fragile.
Fragile.
It's fragile. If you twist your stiffy forcefully, it can snap in half.
You can hurt your penis.
I heard that when you're in the middle of intercourse and you could bend it, something like that. And
I had my penis damaged.
What?
And a blood vessel broke years ago. And it was the look of the blood, the way it congealed in it, was more scarring than the actual incident where it happened.
That's going to be the title of the show. Ray broke his dick.
Well, it was years ago.
It was years ago.
But I had a blood vessel break, and it all drained down into the cornea around the head, and it was just nasty.
Oh!
It was just nasty. I was freaking out. I mean, I almost went to the emergency room. I was so freaked out.
And then,
but I waited till the next day to go to the doctor. I called the doctor and said, I need to come in. She was like, why? It's like, I broke my dick. She was like, okay, I'll get you right in. And so I went and saw the doctor. He was laughing. He said, oh, you just busted a major blood vessel, and it's got, you know, it'll heal, and the blood's going to drain down because of gravity and blah, blah, blah. Oh. It was just nasty looking for about a month. I had an ugly dick.
You had an ugly dick?
I had an ugly dick
for a while. Month.
Yeah.
Well, you felt it was ugly.
It looked ugly. Trust it looked
ugly. What if it's bloody and everything? Yeah, it would look ugly. Yeah. But I guess I'm quite fortunate that I never broke my dick. Mike, you broke your dick before?
I had it twisted before.
You had it twisted before?
Yeah. Mine didn't get quite that bloody.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't get it bloody.
But it hurt.
But it hurt.
I broke a little vessel.
Little?
And it hurts.
Oh.
And now the vessel, there's like a curve in it where the rupture was.
Oh, really? There's a curve now?
Yeah, like if on a heart I can feel it and see where it goes up and kind of does a little turn.
So you can remember the time
when
you broke it. Oh my God.
And I wasn't even having sex. That's the sad thing.
What, you fell down the stairs or something?
No, I had a trundle bed and we had zip tied it because we just moved to Texas.
Okay.
And I cut the zip tie and that thing popped open. And when it did, the metal thing hit me in the crotch.
Oh, you weren't. It wasn't even during sex.
It wasn't even during sex.
Oh God. Okay, let's go to number two. Your semen contains approximately 7 calories per teaspoon.
Calories? I thought it was sugar-free.
It's not sugar-free. But if the guy's diabetic, it's probably sweet, right? Don't you think?
No, it's piss probably. Is.
It's piss probably. Yeah. The piss one.
The piss is probably sweet. Because
it's sweet, but not the semen.
Ejects not the semen. Well, it all depends on what they ate.
Okay. Yeah, but
if they just had asparagus like you just did, probably not so much.
Yeah, we had dinner right now, and we ate asparagus, and Ray skipped the asparagus because he didn't want it. You don't want anything smelling like pee? Smelling like asparagus. I don't know.
Or anything else.
Or anything else.
There's a whole thing on the list what you should eat to make your spunk taste good. So
it's like pineapple.
Pineapple or cantaloupe or something like that. So.
Cantaloupe. I heard about cantaloupe.
Not asparagus.
No. Asparagus and coffee. Good mix. Okay, number three. On average, you have 11 erections a day.
Mm. Maybe back when you're younger.
Maybe it was. Is this like a lifetime, maybe? 11 erections a day in your lifetime. And 9 of those erections, number 4, 9 of those erections happen while you're asleep. See?
They must happen while you're asleep.
I guess all of it happens when you're asleep. For some people, maybe. Yeah. Okay, so next is... Oh, this is bad. If you don't use your meat sword, it could shrink and become a meat dagger.
So if you don't masturbate daily... Or at least 2 or 3 times a day, it could shrink up.
It could shrink? Because what is this? Like if you don't exercise it? It's like a muscle. It's like a muscle.
If you don't exercise it, it doesn't work.
Okay, so you have to masturbate every day so you keep it fit.
Fit, that's right. Okay. It's all about doing the exercises. It's cardio. It's like 5-minute cardio.
So when I say I'm going to have a workout... It's actually masturbating.
I didn't do cardio.
I'm going to do cardio. Okay, number 6. Most wieners are 6 to 7 inches erect. You probably fall in that range. Well, some people are not. Some people are, I guess.
Some fall out of that range. Some fall before that range. Okay. So, but that's average. That's pretty average.
All right. Number 7. Some guys are born with 2 skin flutes. It's called diphallus.
Which we've talked about here on the show before.
Actually, yes, we talked about a guy who had, he really had 2 penises. It was really symmetrical, right? It's going left and right. It's a left side and right side.
Two-head snake.
It's
the Medusa.
He could both make it hard. And
he could put one in a pank and one in a stank.
Gross.
What did you scratch up for, Mike?
Yeah, I guess he can do that.
And he talked about doing that. So,
was he successful? I can't remember.
Yeah.
He was able to do that? Oh, lucky lady. So the average guy, number 8, the average guy ejaculates 7,200 times in his life. Okay. And number 9, and 2,000 of those. 2,000 of those 7,200 are those times when he's playing solo.
I think some people, that's a higher ratio.
I think I have a... I think I have a higher ratio than that. 2,000 out of 7,200. Okay. And last one. The average speed of ejaculation is 28 miles per hour. Okay.
And I think that goes up and down depending on your age.
Oh, really?
Because I used to be able to put an eye out or knock a base off the counter or something.
But if you're edging... Then you can, at some point, it can be fast. But some are shooters, some are oozers.
That's right.
So if there's oozers.
I remember when I was in college, the guy down the hall was having sex with somebody, and he came, and they're like, "Where'd all your cum go?" And they couldn't find it. They didn't know where it was. Like the next day, the guy was like, "Oh shit, it was like all over the top of my dresser, across the room."
Oh, wow. Impressive. So what's his number? Okay.
Oh, he's all better now. I guarantee you don't do that anymore.
Okay. All right. So an interesting topic, Ray. And I'm glad you shared a little bit of your history about...
It's just putting it out there so you know your shit can get hurt.
Yeah, okay.
And it will freak you the fuck out. Really freak you the fuck out. Okay. Because, you can break an arm, stub a toe. You're like, oh, all right. Your dick get hurt and turns black. And you're not a black man. Your shit will freak the fuck out. Wow. For real.
Did yours turn black, Mike? No? No, okay. It just hurt. Okay.
No, I'm just thinking about other things.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay, let's go to entertainment, Ray.
Okay, announced today, Avatar, The Last Airbender, creator announces a new series.
Yes.
In a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly, Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Legend of Korra co-creator Brian Konietzko revealed his plans for a new series of graphic novels entitled Thread Worlds. Thread Worlds focuses on the story of Nova, a young girl and an aspiring scientist who sets off on an adventure to explore the universe. He will write and draw the first volume, though he says he may bring her in other bring in other artists for later installments in the series. He also reveals that he hopes Nova will inspire girls to explore science. Though, like Avatar and Korra, he plans for the book to appeal to readers of all ages and genders.
So it's not a TV show. It's a
graphic novel.
Graphic novel. But is there an Avatar anime in there?
No.
Okay.
It's the guy that created Avatar.
Oh, okay. Not necessarily about Avatars, but
no, did you,
he's just really doing a new series.
Avatar The Last Airbender creator announces a new series.
Yeah, because it sounded like it's another Avatar type story.
No.
Okay. All right. But I like it. I like the Avatar stories.
I did like the Avatar stories until M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong got a hold to them.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch all of
Legend Even though I did like the movie, I thought it was good. It's just like they crammed too much shit in 90 minutes.
Oh, the guy there who played Zuko? Is that right? The one with the burned ear?
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy from... He was the guy from Chappie. We were watching Chappie last night. Mike and I were watching Chappie. The guy who, the scientist, who created Chappie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played, I think he played one of the characters in...
Yeah, Zuko, yeah. He played Zuko. Because the other guy that played the brother, the sister that was a waterbender...
Yeah, the waterbender.
He was in Twilight, all the movies.
All revolves around Twilight, right? Okay.
Image Comics picks up Virgil, a comic that cast a... Damn it. Cast a gay man, hang on, my screen just screwed up. Cast a gay man as an archetypical action hero. A gay man cannot be an action-packed hero. Oh, wait a minute, we got Vin Diesel, never mind. Writer Steve Orlando announced today that Image Comics will publish his Kickstarter-funded graphic novel, Virgil, at Image Expo 2015 in San Francisco. Orlando describes the book as a queersploitation story set in Jamaica.
Queersploitation!
Interesting place to set this since they are so fucking homophobic down there. Where the titular Virgil, a cop, is outed as gay and goes on the long, bloody road to revenge.
Wow.
That I could see. Image description of the series is dripping with exploitation film language. This is a Foxy Brown. See, they're talking about gay men and they got their Foxy Brown up in there. Mm-hmm. This is a Foxy Brown style revenge action with a new face and new fist. Holding his gun and his badge. Virgil thought he was safe in the police force, hiding who he is, but one of his own brothers on the force outed him in the papers. It doesn't bring him down. It sets him free. Now he's out for revenge, and he's not leaving town without his man and some blood on his hands.
Image Comics, so, okay.
So, so it's going to be interesting. That'll be out probably after Comic-Con, and because I think the next big thing's in San Francisco after Comic-Con.
Oh, they'll release Virgil in September.
September, yeah. So,
okay.
And it was previously only available to Kickstarter backers, but now, since Image picked it up, it's more widely distributed.
Everybody goes with Kickstarters right now, Indiegogo. But which reminds me, congratulations to Bear City 3. They're trying to do an Indiegogo fund campaign on that one. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys so you could donate. You could be part of the Indiegogo fundraising for Bear City 3 by Doug Langway. So.
That's right.
And he was actually interviewed on...
And we can see if the Twinkie boy ends up getting married this time.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Actually, I'm looking forward to... what's his name? Tim Cook? No, wait. Tim Hooper. Sorry, Tim Cook. Tim Cook is Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple. Tim Hooper, the bear. Oh, God, the hot daddy bear used to be
out. The gay and the geek is getting all mashed up in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Tim Hooper, you're hot. Anyway, hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. You're hotter, Mike. You're the hottest.
I'm going to get another
glass. Oh, okay. Where's my wine? Oh, where's my wine?
Just open up that tip on the box and keep us letting it pour.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the events. Right now, okay, something special. I'm wearing the shirt right now. It's a shirt. It's a Bear Week shirt. It's the year, it's 2012, the year... Mike and I got married in P-Town, our first time there in Bear Week in Provincetown. So it's going to be on July 11th to 19th this year. It's Provincetown, Massachusetts. Provincetown Bears prepares a special welcome for bears to one of the of North America's most famous gay resort towns. We work with local club managers to a program different music and an atmosphere for a week of parties. We also allow the time to relax and have a true vacation.
At the TikTok.
At the TikTok. That's one of them. Somebody does vacation in the at the TikTok.
Yes, I do.
I do. They camp out there. Our events to leave plenty of free time to enjoy the town. There you go. Free time. You do TikTok. The TikTok. Restaurants, cabaret shows, National Seashore Park, beaches, and a daily gathering at Hotel Pool Decks. All Promise Town bars and clubs are 21 plus, strictly enforced, of course, including two of the three hotel pools used for Bear Week. And Mike and I will be probably in all those three
pools. At the TikTok.
At the TikTok. public meeting places such as the active street scene, town hall benches, Spiritus Pizza. Did you remember eating the pizza there? Mike, do you like Spiritus Pizza pizza?
Yes.
You really like it a lot?
Yes. It's the only thing to eat at like 11 or midnight. I don't know. Before they shut everything down. Oh, one. They shut it all down at one. That's right. I forgot.
Okay. So, yeah. And there are beaches and are available for younger cubs to enjoy.
But the Dick Dock stays up all night.
No, it does not. It's closed in the morning. There's not.
There are people that leave Bear Week crawling out from under the Dick Dock and they look like Morlocks.
Morlocks. Bars, clubs, and restaurants are all smoke-free areas in Massachusetts. Provisions are often available for smoking outdoors. Traditional highlights of Provincetown in summer include the daily tea dance. Of course, every day is going to be a tea dance. There's going to be a singlet afternoon, singlet tea dance. What else? Sarong. There's no singlet today. No singlet?
No.
What do they have now?
I don't know. Tuesday's something different now. And then that night, they're having the singlet party at the sports theme singlet. Tuesday night.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I like singlet nights. People reveal a lot. Is this a wrong night? I don't know.
Yes.
Is this a wrong night?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are so wrong at Pete.
Okay. So the hotels, pools, and clubs are mostly within a short walk on Commercial Street, of course, and it becomes one of our primary venues as a place to see and meet friends. So for more information, check out ptownbears.org.
But if you ain't registered by now, you can forget about it.
Why not? They can go.
Well, they can go, but everything's probably booked up mostly.
Oh, yeah. It's no place.
You can't get on the boat to get there. You have to drive around.
For a couple of weeks, some time ago, last 1 or 2 months ago, we're trying to get a roommate for our room, but for our condo, but nobody wants to get it because it's too early. They're fiddling around. And
they're gays.
Yeah. So we're rooming with Johnny and Mike, so that'll be fun. But then we need another roommate, but we're trying to get a roommate for weeks, but nobody wanted to take it until a friend of a friend took it. But then a couple of weeks ago, we got a lot of messages. Is the room still free?
Yes, for double the price.
Oh, we should have done that, Mike. Should double the price.
That's right.
Okay.
Could have paid for groceries while you were there.
Yep. Okay, so looking forward to P-Town. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, you take the gay, Maynard, because I want to do the geek.
You want to do good? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of geeks right now. Okay, the gay article here right now is Gay Teacher of the Year Harassed by Oregon School Wins the Settlement. Gay teacher.
Sorry.
There are lots of gay teachers. How do you go from being honored with a Teacher of the Year to getting fired for poor job performance in 1 year?
1 year.
Yeah. It's kind of similar to Philadelphia, right? He was, the character of Tom Hanks.
Yeah, was the top producer.
Top lawyer and everything. And then
they found out he was gay. And then
they found out he had AIDS.
Yeah.
And he was gay and everything. And they said that he's only a mediocre lawyer. And yeah. Anyway, so open your mouth about your sexuality and watch the bigots come out of the woodwork, Vox reports. So in 2014, Brett Bingham a special education transitions teacher in Multnomah, Oregon, was named the state's Teacher of the Year. So, it's a long article here. I am honored to have this opportunity to recognize him for his outstanding service to our students in our state. Brett has dedicated his career to fighting for the rights and opportunities of our special needs students. That's the Multnomah Education Service District. That's what they said about him. So as part of his Teacher of the Year duties, Bingham was expected to deliver numerous speeches. Really? Okay. Yeah. When he made references to his sexual orientation during one of these speeches, a colleague took offense. Wow. Yeah, some people are just too crazy. Sensitive or crazy. According to Bingham, this led to harassment at work. When he filed a grievance with his union, he was fired by the district in retaliation. That's illegal now. I thought that's illegal.
No, you can still get fired for being gay.
Yeah, but then
you can get married now, but you can't still get fired in the workplace for being gay.
Okay. So officials at MESD allege Bingham was fired because they had trouble with his performance, insubordinate behavior, and focus on matters other than his students. Kind of a bad twist of... Anyway, sorry. After the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries looked into the matter, it was determined that Bingham has indeed faced anti-gay workplace discrimination and harassment at the hands of his colleagues and the administration. So, well, he was awarded $140,000, so that's good, I guess. Is that good or bad? What?
That's good. The Bureau said if the case had gone forward, a determination of substantial evidence of discrimination and retaliation on the basis of Bingham's sexual orientation, whistleblowing activity, and opposing unlawful practices would have been recommended.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they settled out of court, so they wouldn't have to go through all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Mike.
Are you going online? He's going to go watch X2 videos upstairs. Okay, now let's move on to the geek ray.
Okay, we got a triple geek of the week this week, so here we go.
Okay,
First one here is brought to us by Cesar. Bluetooth Star Trek communicator is bad news for my friends. I grew up watching Star Trek. In many cases, I speak in Starship Captain quotes and Final Frontier sayings. Make it so. He's dead, Jim. Khan! You name it. But this $150 Bluetooth-equipped Star Trek communicator is going to enable my bad habits even further, and my friends will hate me for it. Created by The Wine Company, a toy outfit that is a penchant for designing nerd treasure with actual real-world function. They also make a sonic screwdriver or universal remote. The Bluetooth Star Trek, the original series, communicator syncs with your smartphone so you can use it as your dedicated speaker for all intergalactic transmission calls from your significant other about what to pick up from the grocery store.
Wait a second. So it's a true communicator, but it syncs with your...
It Bluetooths with your phone.
So you have a phone,
yeah,
and then you already,
and then you got the old style communicator that makes the noises and stuff, and it acts as a speaker and stuff. So, the Star Trek shop says this functional prop used structural light 3D scans to create the most accurate Starfleet communicator you could ever lay your hands on, and with any prop that worth a damn, it comes with all the blip-filled sound effects of the original. Since humanity did away with the dial pad by the year 2265. It's not exactly stated if you can place a phone call using the communicator, but you can certainly answer with just a flick of the wrist and Kirk here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty good.
Okay. That's interesting, but I don't know. It's just for the fun of it now. I mean, there are Bluetooth headsets.
But if you're a real Star Trek thing,
you would rather do that.
Somebody calls and imagine if you're at Comic-Con and you're dressed up as Star Trek, the original series.
And you're calling each other.
And all of a sudden somebody calls you and you go, Kirk here.
Ugh. Probably a red shirt.
Red shirt number 5
here. Red shirt. So what's your red shirt? Okay, so if you do that during, I don't even know if you can get signal from there, I guess. Anyway.
Okay. On to geek number 2, Maynard.
Okay, do you have to be in the army or something?
No, you do not read it, Maynard. Read the article, Maynard. Come on.
I haven't read the article yet. Okay.
No, he never reads the notes before the show.
Yeah. The Star Trek Starfleet Academy starts training cadets in May 2016. I mean, I don't know. What's the validity of this? So in case you were wondering, NASA... Oh, wait. That produces noise. Okay. In case you were wondering, NASA's Space Camp for Adults costs $500 for a 3-day course. And even though you get to take a spin in the multi-axis trainer, you have to spend the weekend in Alabama. Of all places, go Alabama. For a much thriftier, more Star Trek-like experience, you can check out the Star Trek experience at Canada's Aviation and Space Museum in Ottawa. The immersive Starfleet Academy exhibit begins on May 26, 2016, as part of the celebrations surrounding the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. So, admission to the museum is $13, and I'm going to assume that that's Canadian dollars, probably Canadian dollars. It's going to be $12 for us.
Something like that, depending on what the currency, depending on what the economy's doing that week when you go.
Yeah, okay. Which convert is approximately 4 Gs and a sixer of Labatt Blue. I think they still serve Labatt Blue there. Oh, my God. That's still cheaper than a spin on the simulator in Huntsville. Plus, you get to test the Kobayashi Maru. Wow. Of pilot a star, or pilot a starship from an active bridge. So it's not really an academy thing, but it's really just a museum stuff.
That's your museum thing, but it's better than the 3-day $500 thing that you pay for at NASA.
Yeah, okay. So Star Trek enthusiasts will also spend up to an hour learning about tricorder technology, warp drive, phasers, and teleporters. There are simulated courses you must complete in science, engineering, and strategically ripping your shirt off.
Sorry.
Is that part of it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I will be out in the parking lot giving a demonstration of my personal brand of Kirk Fu. Yeah, instead of Kung Fu, Kirk Fu. Weather and museum security permitting. So it's
pretty good.
It's pretty good. Okay, so are you willing to it's only $13.
It's only $13. But
you have to go to Ottawa.
I have to go to Ottawa. But, you know, there's always those discount air specials sometimes, so it might be worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Because you can go plan a day doing that and then go see some other stuff.
Yeah, Mike was just in Canada a couple of weeks ago. Right. Mike!
Congratulations, U.S. soccer women's soccer team. Even though y'all don't get the paid same thing as the men's soccer teams, congratulations for winning.
They don't get paid.
No, I think the men's soccer team for losing won like $8 million apiece, and the women's for winning won $2 million apiece. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, we're just talking about you going to Canada, and you should have gone to the Starfleet Academy.
It's not until next year. It's not until 2016.
Oh, that's right. Oh, next year. Okay. Maybe next year we should go to Canada.
For what?
For a Star Trek convention.
It's not a Star Trek convention. One of the museums.
There's
up
a museum there.
Aerospace Museum is doing a Star Trek Academy. And for $13, you get to go do all this fun Star Trek stuff.
Wait, so when is that?
May 16, 2016.
So where should I go while you're in Canada?
To a bar.
You can go to the bar. Go to Ottawa.
What city is it?
Ottawa. Wait, I don't know.
Yeah, it was Ottawa, I think.
Yeah, I have to find it. But it's in, they just say it's in Ottawa, so... Yeah.
The Canada's ABS Space in Ottawa, so it's in Ottawa. So you can figure it out.
We'll go to Canada next year. Yay!
I'll go to Toronto while you're in Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now on to the trifecta of geeks.
Really?
Optically clear aluminum provides bulletproof protection. While the U.S. Navy is busy with development of a new bulletproof material called Spinel, Cermet Corporation is already commercially producing its own version called Alon.
Wait.
Technically known as aluminum oxtrite. Star Trek fans may be more familiar with the term transparent aluminum. First posed by Scotty in the 1986 movie Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. While Alon isn't quite what Scotty had in mind, it's not truly a transparent metallium, but rather a transparent aluminum-based ceramic. But it's pretty darn close.
So... it's supposed to be transparent? Well, somewhat.
Yes, it's somewhat transparent.
But still, it's not far be for being transparent.
Yeah.
So. Don't you think that, you know, somebody from the 24th century, like Scotty,
might have come from that movie. You never know.
Yeah. So.
Aluminum armor can deflect the same rounds from a small caliber weapons as traditional bulletproof glass, but it will still be more clearly transparent even after being shot. Also, a 50 caliber armor-piercing bullet could sink nearly 3 inches into bulletproof glass before stopping. Aluminum armor can stop it in half the distance, and yet it is half the weight and thickness of traditional transparent armor. In addition, transparent aluminum armor can be produced in virtually any shape. It can also be held up to the elements much better than traditional bulletproof glass, which can be worn away by blowing desert sand or shrapnel.
And it can hold humpback whales.
That's right. So.
That's right.
Despite aluminum oxynitrite's, Mike, am I saying that right? ability to produce a superior transparent aluminum armor, this material has not been put into widespread use. The largest factor is cost. Transparent aluminum armor can be anywhere from 3 to 5 times as much to produce as traditional bulletproof glass. In theory, however, it would not need to be replaced as often, saving money in the long run. Further, there is no existing infrastructure to produce the material in large panes like the size of a front windshield of a vehicle. Alon is currently used for small applications such as the lenses in battlefield cameras or the windows over the sensors in missiles. And maybe one day it'll be used on your iPhone so the shit won't break.
That's right. Transparent aluminum on your phone. Should ask Mike.
Well, maybe that'd be the whole... Well, you know, like an Extant, they got the clear plastic. It just looks like a clear plastic phone.
Mike, is it possible to have transparent aluminum?
You know what my consulting fees are, right?
Really?
It's aluminum oxynitride.
Is it possible?
Well, yeah, it is, because in the article there's a picture of the stuff. It's kind of grayish looking, but I don't know.
Yeah, because this article is saying that they're trying to make something like a almost transparent aluminum, and I guess it's possible because the internet says so.
It's not pure aluminum.
Yeah, it's not. It's not pure aluminum. It's a mixture of something. But then, because there's a reference like this in Star Trek, that they were able to make a transparent aluminum to house
the humpback whales.
Humpback whales, so.
Right, but not pure aluminum.
It's not going to be pure aluminum. Okay.
What did you say it was?
It was where'd it go? Aluminum oxynitrites.
Oxynitrites. Okay. So. No? Mike, can you make one? Can you try it?
Yeah. Yeah. Manor needs a bulletproof glass on his new car.
Yeah.
can you manufacture that at the lab at school? And yeah.
Mike's into chemistry, so he knows about that.
Well, that's chemical engineering there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
On to the bazaar. We got a double bazaar. I'll let you take the first one, even though that's for... Well, let me take the first one. That's my hometown.
All right. Okay, good. Georgia?
Georgia woman attacks boyfriend for refusing sex. Augusta, what? Georgia, which is where I kind of grew up. A Georgia woman, Tabitha Lee Grooms, 35, attacked her live-in boyfriend and her 66-year-old mother after her boyfriend refused to have sex with her earlier in the day, a Richmond County Sheriff's report said. He wouldn't give her the D, and she got pissed off. So, upset over getting no action, Grooms went out drinking. When she came home, she told her boyfriend she hadn't been fucking everyone else. He would not fuck her. Grooms then attacked him as he sat on the couch, scratching his face, head, and neck, and then biting his left forearm while jabbing him in the testicles, the report said. Her boyfriend fled to the bathroom, locking the door, and frantically dialed 911. When police tried to question Grooms, she wouldn't give her name and threatened to run over the officers with a baby stroller. I'll kill you with a baby stroller, the report said Grooms screamed repeatedly at the police. Grooms' mother heard the commotion, and when Grooms returned from drinking and came out of her room to investigate, her daughter punched her in the left eye, which police paramedics describes as closed up when they were called to treat Grooms' mother. Grooms' voice said he probably should have just said sex for to avoid the altercation, but unabashedly he said he had already self-pleasured himself in the morning and didn't have any more gas in the tank.
Oh.
Grooms was charged with 2 counts of battery. Now, once you see a picture of Miss Grooms, all will be transparent.
Oh,
like
let's,
the aluminum.
Oh, really? Is she okay? It's not. Linkable.
She's a meth head.
She's a meth head. Oh, okay. She's sad. Okay. Who refuses sex? Okay, so tiny English village was terrorized by loud noises coming from a sex party. Okay, I have a quick story about this. Mike and I were in a hotel one time. We were sleeping. I think there were two incidents this happened. One is straight, one is gay. the straight one. So we were sleeping in the hotel and everything, you know, just retired for the day. And there was this, it's a neighbor, it's a neighboring room. And you could tell the girl was really satisfied. She was screaming and everything. And then 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, it's the guy is screaming. So
did y'all try to compete with them?
No, we didn't. We're too tired.
No, we put a glass to the wall.
Yeah, we're
y'all should have been trying to match funny. Up.
And then at bear tubing, we were upstairs. Remember, we were upstairs, and they were downstairs, so we could hear. Oh yes, yes.
Were y'all like on the floor? Yeah, baby, put it in there. Put it in there.
Yeah, actually, you know, one was satisfying the other, and then the other was satisfying. Then after 10 minutes, the same thing, satisfying the other. So
fucking fudge packer, put it in there. Put it in there.
You're not gonna say who it was, but you know who it was.
I know it is.
Was it another podcaster?
No, it's not.
He was in his underwear.
No, it was not. Okay, so tiny English village terrorized by loud noises coming from sex party. Imagine you live in a picturesque village in the UK. Imagine that village is called Flaxley and is located in the Forest of Dean, which sounds lovely. What the fuck is the article?
They're describing the thing. Just read it, Maynard. Quit getting wound up.
I'll just go forward there. The BBC reports that Flaxley residents were absolutely flabbergasted when their weekday was cut in two by the loud noises emanating from Swingfields, a lifestyle festival for consenting and discerning adults dedicated to the finer things in life, like swapping sexual partners and intimidating villagers with scary security guards. I don't know about that last part, but one witness even told reporters that local authorities couldn't get the partygoers to keep it down. Okay. So, from the BBC, one resident who wished to remain anonymous said he and his neighbors complained about the noise, but the festival organizers refused to lower the volume. And the villager said, suddenly on Thursday afternoon, it started and ran until the early hours of Sunday. It was very, very loud. We asked them to turn it down, and they refused. People all around the valley heard it and complained. I know, I'll be recording this shit all. I'll be recording all that. So, all around the valley, I have personally never been to Flaxley, but it looks like it looks lovely and historical. There's an ancient abbey and everything. What kind of article is this? And now there's also a sex festival loudly blasting the sounds of Sarah McLachlan and Barry Manilow. Okay, so the music, which lasted until early Sunday, is said to have kept some residents awake nights and disrupted the entire village and surrounding areas. While festival organizers have not responded to complaints, it appears that this year's festival was the biggest yet, with over 500 swingers descending upon Flaxley. And it was up from 250 back in 2013.
When it's kind of like Bear Watch, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
So for discreet photos and sexual pampering, including manicures and pedicures for a safe separate fee. So residents of Flaxley said they were never warned about the party. Okay. Interesting. Loud noises. Okay.
Yes.
This was straight people?
Yes. Yes.
Well, allegedly. If they were swinging.
Barry Manilow.
Well, why were lesbians gay men?
Well, it was swing. It was a swinging party, so there was probably a mixture of everything in there.
I would imagine it is. Yeah,
they probably had the tent of Lesbos.
Lesbian honest.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it's a swinger party. 500. Oh my god! Like talk about all the STDs you
kind of like Bear Watch.
Be passing around
like
there.
Bear Watch.
Sure. Nothing happened at Bear Watch. Nothing happened in this year at Bear Watch, as far as I know. Except for that room on the fifth floor. Okay, so interesting. So what's this again in the UK?
The UK. imagine some picturesque little village in the UK all of a sudden turning into a swinging sex party.
Yep. It's awesome, I guess.
All right. It might be like a maid showing up at your house and cleaning. It would just blow everything out of the water.
Mm-hmm. And I think they play a lot of music aside from being really loud. Okay, Ray, so what's
up? Well, I'm sure there's the music was to cover up all this screaming and...
Apparently it's not working. Oh,
that's Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Okay, Ray, so what are we planning this week?
You're going to P-Town.
That's right. Oh, yeah, next week. This coming weekend I'll be in P-Town. I'll be on vacation. Yeah, so I don't know if there's going to be a show. I might be able to record there. I have to plan stuff. There's some people from Asians and Bears. There's some writers
that I might be talking to.
I could probably record again at the Dick Doc. I'd probably ask Voltaire. I don't know. Is Voltaire going to P-Town? You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll probably do it at the Dick Doc again. We'll see. We record at the Dick Doc.
You need to record under the Dick Doc so you can get the live action scenes.
Oh, we can't do that though. It's too dark. How do you take video?
You don't have to take video. Just take record sounds and you can play them back during the show.
There's only one word that's said under there.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Piss.
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 Piss. Piss. Piss. Piss.
We can go there and cover everything blow by blow.
With piss.
With piss. Yeah, so it's exciting. It's going to be a week. You know, it's Bear Week. It's going to be exciting because it's our third anniversary. Fourth anniversary, 2012. Wait, yeah, that's right. It's fourth anniversary. So, no, our anniversary. Mike and I got married July 12th. That's right, it's coming Sunday. It's Sunday, that's right. So that's our wedding day. Where Ray was our solemnizer, our solemnizer, mm-hmm. back in 2012.
Yep.
So, we'll be celebrating our anniversary there.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yay! So looking forward to that. We're going to be there. Dave and Jason's going to be there, and a couple of friends from...
Is Devin going to be there?
Who?
Devin.
No, I don't think so.
Jeffrey.
No, I don't think so. We'll see. Oh, maybe Michael would go. I don't know. I don't think he would go. All right, so I guess that's it for the show. Anything else you need to add? Any movies you're going to... Oh, by the way,
Ray... I got to go see Terminator at some point.
Oh, that's right, Terminator. I gotta watch that. And you're gonna watch Minions at some point too, next week or 2 weeks from now.
I guess so.
Okay, and you better watch it because you're invited somewhere. Remember?
Well, somebody was supposed to send me some information on that, and they have yet to do that.
Oh, okay. Did you contact them? You talked to them?
I asked you to send me the information so I could contact them. And you have
okay. I need to forward it to you. Okay. I didn't know that you were waiting for me.
Because okay. I have no idea who these people are.
All right. So that's it, everyone, for the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice message, and we'll play it in the show. You haven't had a voice message for some time now.
Nobody likes to call us.
Nobody loves us. Okay, so...
we need to get a 1-900. Number
1-900 number. Everybody's got cell phones, and it's free long distance now.
Yeah,
nobody exactly. cares about long distance now. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and you can also listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
It came from, I'll tell you, Gaiety, Health.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Why?
It's a bunch of bullshit. You come 7,000 times your life and only 2,000 of those are by your own hand. Please. That is a bunch of horseshit.
Well, they're talking. Well, that's probably for just the true sluts.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. And the average penis size is about 5.5 inches. Correct. That's average.
Actually, they did say 6 or 7. Right. That's not. It isn't.
They're just trying to make everybody feel good.
No.
I think other people feel bad.
6 to 7.
I know, but that's what they're saying. The average is like 6.
No, the average is
5.5. I know. But they're trying to make everybody think. Well, they're going off Craigslist, it just.
But I'm telling you what, that injury to your dick stuff is true. I know. And it fucking hurts. I had my friend Rich in graduate school. He was with this girl. Wait. Are you recording this? He was with this people. You're going to cut all this. He was with his girlfriend, and they were playing around, and he fell back, and she bent, not only bent his dick down, but tore the skin all off the top.
Ow! Oh!
Yeah, I've heard people getting their lick because they're doing some freaky shit in the girl or something, or somebody bends backwards or something the wrong way, and it tears the ligaments.
Yeah.
And they have to have them sewed back on.
Sprained dick. Yeah. Ugh. Wow. Okay, let's not talk about sprained dicks.